Peters. Is Peters laying down here by named after him?
I remember they came, the mayor came over after him. I said to name it after him. He was so thrilled.
Was he really flattered?
Very pleased.
Mm-hmm.
I thought him.
Isn't that nice?
Of course, she died at the age of 97. 95.
95. I want to know. I guess he was a non-stop worker.
Oh, he was. He was the only doctor out here. And all across the river, too.
Oh, I see.
For a long time. He had to go everywhere.
Now, in the winter time, he rode the horse. Did you have one horse or two?
Well, we had two most of the time. But he took a sleigh over, pulled over in the sleigh.
Yeah. How did you get across in the summertime? Boating?
He had a car.
He had a car. Oh, I see. I see. I know he spent many hours traveling across the river.
He went over in the river one time for a confinement, and he drove the sleigh and the horse over, and by the time he got to the other side, the horse went through a few times, so then after the confinement was over, he couldn't get back by the ice just run out, so he had to come back in the ferry.
Oh, I see.
Well, it was that close.
Yes, it was probably dangerous going across.
Oh, sure it was. Sure was.
That ice.
If he had a horse, it was quite good. You know, he didn't get nervous or scared.
That's good. Now he has practice in his house.
His house, yeah.
In your house.
Right there in Peter's Land.
In Peter's Land. It must have been quite a hectic household because of it.
Telephone with all the time.
The telephone did.
And you always had to do somebody that, because he covered all his territory right up to about Hampton.
Oh,
well, not quite far as Hampton, but I mean, he was the only doctor. And the only one, you know, in the first town.
Mm-hmm. Any comical stories that he had in taking care of people in a way that unique things that might have happened that he ever told you about that aren't going to hurt anybody? No?
I don't think so.
No?
I know there were twins going up to the fair there, but they're kind of going to it.
Oh, I see. He must have delivered a lot of babies.
Oh, he did. Steadily.
A lot of the families around here probably were delivered by him.
Some of them have 5 and 6 children in the family.
Oh, yes, large family.
And he'd have to go and stay until they became.
Yes, I suppose. Did he ever have midwives that helped him out?
I don't think they did have them, but anything. Well, generally some of the parents. I mean, some of the grandparents helped.
Mm-hmm. I see. Dr. Peters, we said, your sister said that sometimes he'd take you guys across the river for enjoyment rides.
He generally took her.
He did?
I was younger.
You were the younger of the two and didn't get as much involved. Okay. Now, I know you spent a long time here, maybe all your life, is that right?
I came when I was 6.
6 years old. Okay. Do you remember any stories about, unique things that happened, maybe significant happenings in Rockville? Like, I know the railroad was one very significant happening to Rockville. What are some things that happened?
The flood, you mean? The flood that they couldn't do everything washed out?
Tell me about the flood. I don't know anything about it.
Well, there was a terrible road storm. And all the railway tracks washed out down there with the culprit.
Mm-hmm.
Where the culprit is.
Yeah.
And everything, all the things went afloat. We had everything going afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And the cars. And that was quite a, you know, the tracks washed out.
Oh.
They flooded and washed out. So they were sort of getting in. I don't know how many cars they had. They had two cars. Two things like that.
I see. The train brought many things.
Oh, yes. Everything else.
Everything.
When we were younger, it was the thing, it was the fun to do, to go down to meet the 5:15 train. And everybody worked in town looking out for the 5:15 train, and you'd see everybody, and they'd bring out all their meat and all their groceries, and they'd throw it off. And the tracks are done on the station platform, so they'd go down and get it. Mm. And that was all exciting. That was the big thing, to go to meet the train.
Oh, I see. Do you remember anything happened? You go to the St. Paul Church,
mm-hmm.
Do you recall any stories happening to the church? Any funny stories or things that big changes in the church?
Not really. It doesn't change much except that they sort of ruin it over a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who were the families that put a lot into the church?
The Mackays.
The Robertsons.
Robertsons did.
Mm-hmm. I see. Were you here through the Depression? What type of things took place in Rossay? How did Rossay suffer?
Well, it didn't suffer like a bigger place did. Mm. I don't know. We just had to sort of economize and just not do what you wanted to do. And it wasn't like a big city.
No. There must have been a lot of people who didn't do really well, though, in the fact that barely fed themselves, and there must have been a lot of people who helped out.
They say the poverty now around here is worse than it ever was on in the Depression and the outskirts of Russia.
Oh.
They say, I don't know where it is. I don't know quite where it is, but they say it's dreadful.
There you go.
I don't know.
It's not awful.
I was reading this morning about that. Did you see the picture yesterday in Bredeton, there's bare shelves?
No, I didn't know.
Well, every shelf is absolutely bare, and they said there wasn't anything that people needed, there wasn't anything to... So they had an appeal. Yeah. They were just lovely, of course.
I know.
Well, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a food bank, Bredeton Food Bank, outpouring the donations.
They just had, there wasn't one thing on that shelf yesterday.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that great?
Yeah. We have a local food bank, too.
And we send up there.
The church is doing a lot.
Well, our church does a lot. We set a thing inside the porch every Sunday. We put something on.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any particular elections? Now, I know Rossay was mostly conservative.
Yes, they were, and there was always a liberal there that greeted you at the door. Mrs. McGuire.
Oh, I see. Any comical things that happened through the election? Any things you remembered that happened? Specific things like people who ran an election through, or some people who voted around?
Well, I mean, it was almost always conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom, liberal come out.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything special that happened. Well, there are always things that happen, but you don't sort of remember them.
Yeah. Must have been a lot of scandals going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of stories that way. Now, Virginia was sailing on the river very much.
But when I was invited to go, I did. We used to sail up to that again.
Oh, you did? Tell me about that.
Well, the Allisons had a great big yacht.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to sail all their guy company up to Canton back again.
Oh, I see.
It was there.
Huh. And what type of sports happen on the river? I know there was ice fishing, but...
Ice boating.
Yes. How was that done?
Well, they built a nice boat that was sort of a triangle thing like that. It sails on runners on it. And they were great. They just led them.
Must have gone so fast.
Oh, did they ever. Was it ever cold? It was so fast, it was so cold.
Yeah.
But, yes, there were a lot of ice boats at one time. I don't think there are any more now.
No, I don't think that I've ever heard tell.
You've never heard tell of ice boats?
Not how you describe them. I've heard tell of having like a big platform on the skates like that.
Yeah, well, that's a nice boat.
Sort of similar, yeah, sort of sail. You must have skated a lot in there. Was there any funny stories ever?
Oh, we always skated over the minister's face. You know where the minister's face is?
Mm-hmm.
I always skated over that. Jerry had a picnic and skated back again. Oh. Or skated around the island.
Who were the people who you skated with?
Well, some of them are dead and gone. James Starr, she was thinking about this probably. Did not for you?
I think I do for as long as I can see, and I hope to do it tonight. Yes.
She was a great skater.
She
always had to go over and touch the minister's face every winter.
That was part of her tradition.
Part of her tradition.
I see. Now, I know the church train had a few wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about some of those? Maybe when it happened or something? What happened?
Well, that one that went up, the tricks were washed out. That was a train wreck. And then there was another one right up here, but right where the boat club. Mm-hmm. It went off the tracks about 6 o'clock in the morning. I was in bed asleep and I heard this crash. I thought it was the bus had hit something, so I hopped out of bed. Then you could hear it all coming down that way, so it was the track. I don't know how many cars went off the tracks right there and went almost up into the boathouse.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Flipped up the tracks and I don't know what made that for. Sometimes it's ice, but this was in the summer.
When some people were talking, when they were children, they used to put pennies.
Yeah,
and they were
flattened out, or pins, okay. Cross pins with these nice straight pins, mm-hmm. And they'd flatten them both up and they'd put pins with sort of scissors almost. We always sat there and put the pennies with. I don't think we were supposed to.
No, probably not.
I don't think they thought that might have something to do with the car. The train went off the track, but I don't think it did.
Mm-hmm.
We never thought it did.
Now, do you remember any of the last riverboat trip to Hampton?
I don't remember Hampton. I remember the trip to Fredericton.
Tell me about that. What was that?
Well, we always went up to Cape Town by riverboat when we were young.
Oh.
And you'd go on, you'd be on all day and get up there at 4 or 5 at night. Then mm-hmm. We'd just go across the river and went back the other way. Just walk there, over there, and then go to the other side of the river and walk there. You just zigzagged all the way up the river.
Oh, I see. What was the riverboat like? What did it look like?
Never seen pictures of them?
Well, I want to know if they're the ones I'm thinking of. Did they have a big paddle wheel on the back?
Yeah, some had paddle wheels and some didn't.
What did the ones that didn't have?
Well, they had engines, more motors, or whatever you call them.
Hmm.
And the paddle wheels made them push them along.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been up to Steamer Stop Inn? Have you sat at Fredericton?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've got all the bedrooms. It's a restaurant and it's a nightclub. And they've got all the bedrooms named after some riverboat.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the picture of the old riverboat on the bedroom door.
Oh.
And it's really most attractive. But they were really nice in those days.
Yeah, I suppose. Did you spend very much time swimming off the rough river?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day we'd go down. We'd play tennis first, and then we'd swim, and then we'd play golf.
Well, there you go.
That was our day.
That was your day. Did you, who were some of the better swimmers, or who were swimmers that really did well and helped other people learn to swim or whatever?
Oh, I don't know. Anybody who could swim would help somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't have any real instructors.
No, I didn't think we did. Did you have supervisors, or did you just go down the big bunch
I
of kids?
I don't think we had supervisors. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose we must have had some older person that came with us.
Mm-hmm. Who were some of the people who went swimming?
Yeah. Well, all the ones my age.
Yeah.
I taught swimming in Moncton, so I taught swimming in town.
Mm-hmm.
The YMCI in town, I taught swimming in the YW in Moncton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I took swimming in McGill, and we had to learn life saving, we had to learn how to teach them how to stroke and watch them and do lifeguards and stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that was a long time ago. You sort of forget these things when you get old.
Oh.
I remember I'd miss you. One lady I was in Moncton, we were swimming, and all of a sudden I looked, here she was in the bottom of the pool. So I had my clothes on, everything, but took a dive in and I hauled her out. And I don't know what was...
What about houses that have been lost in fires around here?
And it's kind of long, this one. It was where we put the ICCL. And it went right up, and all the boys went down from the school, and they rescued a lot of their stuff, furniture and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and another one went down from the right across the station.
Oh, my goodness.
But we've got a big fire department here.
Oh, we sure do.
We haven't we? But my goodness, there's a I wonder what they do. They seem to wet the road all the time. I think it's the stoves, is it those?
Well, I don't know. Like the water in the but if it's drier, I know it has a kind of this graphite.
And Ross says we're short of water now because we gave it to Fairville. I put that all the long on the radio.
Yeah, but the commodity people certainly appreciate. What about early days of motoring? Do you remember very much from like all those dirt roads and the flat tires?
I remember going up to Beachtown and we had an old touring car. You know, its sides were so not glass, I don't know what they were. Anyway, we had the hood down. We went up to Beachtown and they were building the Valley Railway back when it was building it. Mm-hmm. So they had fires all along the road where they were clearing it. I remember one week we went right through this fire and I was scared to death. Because I thought out there, you know, something would explode. You know, the gasoline or something. But it, I remember that very well. And the roads weren't good.
No.
And the bumps, you know, stuck. And the,
Was it hard to change your tires?
Yes, I was too young.
Oh, I see.
But they did have a hard time to get them off, but I think people still do.
Well, yes, it's difficult. Winter driving is
something, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Do you remember anything about the first pavement in the provinces from St. John to Rochford? Is that right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
It must make things a lot easier.
A lot easier, but they weren't very good. It wasn't very good. People didn't last for hours repairing it. Still, it was not that good.
Yeah.
That's so different.
The Kennedy Hotel, and
that's
also one of the
residents of 9 miles. Yeah, and then further up is the, what's the next one up there?
Stonecroft. Well, that's 11 miles.
11 miles.
That hotel was one of the center places though.
Yeah, they had the telephone office in there, and they had, anybody wanted to know anything, you'd go to Kennedy House.
It was the center of information.
Center of things right there. And then we all knew the telephone operator there, so she tell us anything we wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was fire, and the fire engine was going coming. We called, Marty, where's the fire? So Marty would tell us where the fire was, and tell us all about it. And, you know, she was right there, and actually when people couldn't get my father, you know, something, they'd call her, Marty. Marty would tell you sometimes where he was.
So she was a great help to the community.
She was a great help, yes, her sister's been alive. She died a long time ago. Her sister's absolutely crippled up with that question.
What's her sister's name?
Oh, Helen Pierce.
I think
she's
hoping to see her.
She would know a lot.
Yeah,
her brother John, who would know a lot. He lived here.
John.
He was monkey off for a long time and then gets back, sort of look after her. Mm-hmm. He may have been the parents' mother too much though anyway, because he's, well, he's my age,
mm-hmm. Yes. I see.
He'd know a lot though.
The hotel, it was three stories.
Yeah.
And it had one bathroom on each floor.
Yeah. And they were busy.
It was a busy place.
The bathroom was a very busy
place. Oh, imagine the bathroom. That was Grand Central Station, I imagine.
Oh, they had the, you know, a lot of older people there.
Yeah. In the Kennedy Hotel.
Kennedy House. It was the Kennedy House.
Oh, the Kennedy House.
Mm-hmm.
What was Arthur Kennedy's family? How many people were in the family?
Oh, I don't know.
There was family and his wife. Did they have any children?
Well, no, they were married. Older, very old when they were married. Arthur was, he wasn't young when he got married, but his wife had some children down with his marriage.
Arthur.
They were marvelous people. She was the most marvelous person. She was the most marvelous person. Well, she was, she was a real country cook.
Good home baking.
Yes, home baking. can't wait because she was always taking something to somebody.
Did she have a staff?
No, she just kind of... Oh, she probably had somebody, but she never heard anything about the staff. She must have had help of some sort. Yeah.
She was quite a character.
Oh, she was a great person. She used to be a hairdresser.
Was she?
Mrs. Tibbs.
Oh, you see. And Arthur Kennedy, I guess, was back here.
Yeah, and Arthur, he was so good to all of us kids. And, you know, when we were, he never took a driving license ever. I've never had one in my life, ever. But you just say, Arthur, you know I can drive. And he said, certainly, Margaret, I know you can drive. And I would start signing your license right up. So that's all we did. He went down and said, Arthur, I can drive. And you know I can drive.
So he would like, he signed all the licenses.
He signed all the licenses, he did. Mm-hmm. He was a great person. And he did everything for anybody in the village. And he drove a taxi and beside that. And he just ran the village with it.
Yeah. Was his house like a place where other people would board? Or yeah. Like people would go passing through? Would it be like a summer boarding place?
Summer boarding place would be a lot of them. Well, the summer, it was mostly summer people came out from town and stayed there. And they had rows of chairs all along the front ground. And yeah. People would sit there and you'd have to... You could just tell if you walked by, they were all sort of discussing it.
It was like the eyes of the community.
It was. It was right there in the middle of everything. You know, on the waiting station, on the waiting, that they had to go down the Point Road, and it was a real thing. It was called Scribner's Corner at one time. Mm-hmm. You probably know that thing.
Okay, I've heard that.
Scribner's Corner.
Yeah. It was very busy. Who brought in the first fire engine to Russell?
Jeff Sarah brought him. He was fire chief for years.
Yes, that's who you are, by
the way. And the pictures of Jeff. I think he's brought in the first one. And he's retired from it really now, but he still is terribly interested. Yes. He's a great person. Have you talked to him?
I have him on my list, but we're quite busy right now.
You're very busy.
So they're hoping to see me a little later.
You're very busy. His wife is in both of them too.
Beverly. Yeah,
Beverly.
I guess at one time the cattle grazed on that you were talking about.
Rossley Park, yeah.
Yeah.
They drove them down in the morning and home at night.
At Rossley Common. Yeah. The Robertsons donated that land.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't got a lot of information on Robertsons.
They were very, very private people.
Were they? Very, very
to themselves. But they were... Well, they liked you, they didn't.
Oh, yeah, they were.
But they were very, very fine people. Very dignified.
Very
ladylike. Very like, very ladylike.
I know the fact that they enjoyed, their daughters, I guess, enjoyed Mr. Story.
Their daughters?
Yes, I believe so.
They haven't been any daughters.
Oh, maybe it was her.
Well, all of them themselves. There were five girls, but there were, and none of them were married.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they probably enjoyed it themselves, but well, I suppose they were the daughters of the honorable, what you call it, what was his name? Anyway, they were very important people here.
Yeah, they did a lot for us.
And a lot of the things in the church were given in memory of them and by them, and, you know, just. They sort of ran the church.
They did, yeah. What were they like in the fact of, how did they dress and how did they get about? And did they have a chauffeur and did they?
I don't think they had a car.
No?
Is there a horse show somewhere?
I think the horse show is done.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're having, they had them around the province.
Mm-hmm.
Something big went down to there and it sounded like the big beer truck that takes the horses. Sounded like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I may be wrong. I know there was a
horse show.
There was a horse show,
yeah. Yeah, that's last week, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, did you ever go hunting or fishing?
Well, I suppose I did.
What type of methods were, like, used?
My husband went,
Did they use a lot of it for their meals?
Yes, they did at a factory. That was very nice and anything else you could have.
Yes, I know.
Factories were lovely. I think I should have one, but I didn't really wish it too much.
No. Camping on the river. Were you involved very much with that, with the guides or anything?
Yeah, but we took 14 years without missing a year, and some years I went to 2 camps.
Oh, my. What went on when you were at camping? What did you do?
Oh, we had something every minute of the day.
Did you?
Yes, you cooked your own meals, and did all your own dishes, and you were just busy all the time.
Mm. There must have been quite an awful neat stories around the campfire. Going on with that.
I remember once our tent was down the roof. It was like that storm we had down near St. Martin's the other day. We were up at Bathurst, so with all these kids. We went up by bus to Bathurst with all our stuff. And there was a terrible, terrible storm and wind that we were, and the tent's off and down. And I was there with a spurry that's head of it. And our tent blew down, so I was so anxious to get it. I could see her almost under the tent. So I was so anxious to get it up that I jumped up fast and I broke a big army tent peg off with my big toe. And it drove all the sand in as far as you could drive it, with that skin going like that. And anyway, it was very painful. And Miss Purdy had no mercy, you know, it had to be done. So she cut off the flap, and then she had eye freezers, and she dug every bit of sand out, and when she got too close to the quick and the thing, I'd pass out cold. For that, she just took the smelly salt there and she put it in her nose, she would cover me, and then she'd start again. And it just smelled painful. So then I had to have bound up, just like I said, I had gloves to everybody, told everybody I had gloves. Great big bandage, but they had to keep on doing it because it's a bandage. But anyway, we had good time. One other time, someone got chicken pox.
Oh dear.
At camp, and Miss Purdy, who was head of the camp, wouldn't go near her because she hadn't had chicken pox. So I had to wait on her and get her meals and clean up things for her. She wouldn't even touch a dish. Mm-hmm. But she didn't. You know, we had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter now is doing the same thing. She's gone to guide camp ever since she was about 10. Now she's a pathfinder. You know, she just loves it.
Good. Miss Purdy, that's a topic.
Miss Purdy was a marvelous person.
Yeah.
She taught me everything I know.
Was she very outdoorsy type?
Yeah, she's like a man.
Well, she knew all the things about the woods.
Yeah.
How long did she teach guides? A good many years.
She started guides here in 1920.
Did she?
Although she gave it up before she died, but she was... She brought it all my age, she brought herself up in guides.
Mm-hmm. Where did she live now?
Well, you know where Bernice Ellis lives?
Mm-hmm.
That was her house.
Is that Purdy's?
That's Purdy's.
Mm-hmm.
She left it to them, which was a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
Bernice looked after her father as she was getting older, and she lived with them, so she willed the house to Bernice when she died, mm-hmm. before she died.
Isn't that interesting? Miss Purdy is quite well known.
Oh, she was a character. But everybody knew when she...
She must enjoy children a lot.
Well, she did. She never got married and she had many of her own, but she certainly brought us all up. With a will of iron, we wouldn't be scared to death to do anything.
Was she strict?
Oh, lovely.
Was she good? Was she very good common sense, though?
Oh, it's a good common sense, but I remember one girl, and we used to row up to the riverboat and buy a salmon, you know, whole salmon. And we had this whole salmon one day, and we cooked it in the whole salmon in a big, big pot. And the next time we ate the salmon, we washed the pot, as she thought. The next day we had for breakfast, we had porridge, and fish wasn't all out of the pot.
Oh, what a sour taste.
Fish, so it was really awful.
Okay. Jeff Kirsten's blacksmith shop. What do you call that?
Well, it's just the blacksmith shop where we used to go in and watch them shoeing the horses. Mm-hmm. It's right in the main street, you know where it was, right across from Netherwood.
Mm-hmm. Was it like a, how was the building made? Was it like you brought a horse right into a house or something, or was it a big barn?
Well, it was just, well, it was like a, not a big, it was a very small place, but it had a great big fire always going on it, and the but the shoes all red hot and
melted
off and hammered them. And
how could they tell when it needed new shoes?
Oh, when they were loose. Yeah. They were loose, you could tell. Okay. They sort of slip a bit.
That's not interesting.
I've never done that. I've never shoed a horse, but I've watched them many times.
What do they do? How do they process
them? Oh, they cut all the stuff off and all the extra pieces of stuff and put the soap, which sort of fit in, and then kneel down.
Mm-hmm.
But a wire didn't ever kill them, but they never seemed to.
No, they're thick. The nails are so thick. I understand. Activities at the Grove when General H.H. McLean was the current governor. Do you remember, Governor, do you remember very much the Grove? What was that talking about? What's happening?
Oh, they had all kinds of anything important going on with the McLean.
Mm-hmm. Where was it located? At the, where is the
government house?
Yeah, where was it?
Well, it was the one up at the government house was up there, I can't explain exactly where it was, but it was Mrs. Smith Farley was here next door. Is that, did you be heard?
I hope so.
She's got help us today.
Oh, that's true.
See your grandchildren. It seemed for a long time, but I saw him this morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't really have an understanding of what that's all about, that General McLean. I know General H.H. McLean was the then governor. For where?
For New Brunswick.
Right, okay. And what is the Grove like?
Well, it was a beautiful, beautiful place. Did you know it?
No, I don't.
You know where Mrs. Peake, you know where the Catholic Church is?
Mm-hmm.
Where
it is? Mm-hmm.
Well, that big place right across from that, that was the Grove.
That was the Grove.
Beautiful place.
What type of activities were
you have to ask Mrs. McFarland, she's going to fetch, you know. Okay. She's the one that would know all about the Grove. It was a big place for entertainment, and everything big that went on. Very important.
Like dances and...
Well, no government things.
Okay. Festivities for the Prince of Wales in 1929. Which Prince of Wales was this? What was this? What gentleman was this?
David.
Sure. It was David. Okay.
We all went from school and marched up and we stood in the sky with all our flags and we waved the flags and we got out and talked to us.
Oh.
We said, Phil.
They wouldn't do that today, given the fact.
No, they wouldn't.
Because of the security of the
community. You see, that's something more planned than that. People standing in somebody's driveway, you do more than that nowadays.
Yes. There was some kind of dance going on.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies somehow managed to dance with him.
Yeah.
But
she was someone very important. Her father was what? He was the father of Confederation.
Oh.
Help you do tell her.
Oh, yeah.
It's his daughter.
Oh, yeah, and she got to dance with her. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? The New Brunswick Dragoon is driving through Rossay en route from St. Stephen's to Camp Sussex. What's that all about?
I don't know what that's
all about.
You
didn't even know what
it was called. I was too young or too old, I don't know.
Now, did you go to Netherwood?
Did I not go to Netherwood?
Yeah.
We lived right beside it for 4 years.
Yeah, previously you were talking, you told me something about a green bench and a green fence.
Yeah.
What was the purpose of that and who put that up and why?
Well, the story is that Mr. Palm and I had the green fence put up because the girls played the piano so loudly that he didn't want to bother them. Mm-hmm. So he lived right beside that green fence, so the green fence put up.
Oh, dear. Isn't that neat? What things went on at Netherwood? Who were some of your teachers? Do you remember?
Oh, it's so far back.
Oh,
I went there 19... 14.
Is that when you first started? When did you end? That's the little thing.
I went there all my life.
Yeah?
They made a class out of there's another girl my age from us in. We were too young to be there, so they made a class for the two of us, and we were there doing it for years.
Who was the headmaster?
Headmistress. Miss Ganong.
Sorry.
Miss Ganong.
She was quite a character, I guess, as the queen at the germ. Mm-hmm.
And if they had a poetry, they had a red ribbon tied around your arm, nobody could go near you.
No, sir.
No, sir.
And were you a day girl?
Yeah.
A girl who went there? She separated you from people more so.
Oh, yes. We couldn't go near them if we had a cold. We couldn't. We had to, you know, they were kept the boys very much themselves.
I see. That's, she was probably responsible.
Yeah.
Mm. What were some of the things that she used to do? Like, I know some days when it was really lovely, she just gave you the day off.
Yeah, it was the day off, but she could do what she wanted to.
Yeah.
Or we'd go off and fix some things.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the stories about her? Or what was she known? Was she very strict?
Very strict, and you're scared to death of her.
Were you?
If you were called into Miss Ganong's parlor, we knew something awful was going to happen, or had happened, or she was scared.
Did the RCS boys come down to see you an awful lot?
They tried to.
They did, they were rascals who tried to get
up. They tried to get up the fire escape.
Did they? Tell me about that. They went and where was the fire escape located?
Well, in the side of the house. Mm-hmm. They got up to the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to... They had great stories of them. I didn't do it, so I didn't know. I mean, so I went on a night pass with it. And I didn't have anything to do with that, but they did get up this after the fire escape.
Yeah. The RCS boys, I guess, had to dance with the RCS girls, or not every girl.
They still do.
Yeah. There was a card system where you filled your card up. Yeah. What type of music did they play at the thing?
Oh, they had an orchestra.
Did they? Oh, not interesting. Where would the orchestra have come
out from town?
Oh, I see. What do you mean? They also graduate. What did you do? What were your graduation? What was your graduation like? Do you recall?
Well, I don't know, you all wore white dresses. You had a big bunch of flowers, and you marched in all together, and you sat together, and I don't know what they do now, I have no idea.
No. What was your uniform like?
Green.
Green, the same.
Green, about the same, yeah.
Bloomers, I hear.
Green bloomers, okay. Green stockings.
I see. Did you have swimsuits that you would wear, special RCS swimsuits or anything like that?
No, we didn't have swimming then.
No. You did have gym suits, didn't you?
No, we were still in our uniform. White blouse and green uniform.
I see.
We didn't have any swimming that day because, you know, we didn't have any swimming pools or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were here that time of year, they didn't swim. Oh, unless they went to someone's beach. Miss Ganong did get a cottage finally up at Bondi Point. She took the girls up there, once a month or something, but the picnic, and they'd swim then, I think, or they could walk up here.
How many people were in your classroom? How big was the next class?
Well, I don't know. Ours was very small. We only had 8. And some of them were 20-something.
How many people were probably in school on a guess?
At one time?
Yeah, 1 year, I think. How many people attended school?
Oh, we were probably...
How many of there, you said?
Probably 100.
100?
Mm-hmm. Maybe more.
What are the age groups? How old was the youngest and how old was the oldest?
Well, they start 3 to 10. I mean, when I was there, I was only 6 and a half, 6 when I went there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now they don't come to about 10 or 11 or something. I don't think, I don't know, but I think it's about that.
Mm-hmm. How old would be the oldest people?
When they graduate, 18 or 19. 18 probably, 15 or 18. No, average, the same time, same age.
What were the names of the buildings?
RCS?
I know there was a senior hall.
Senior hall.
Senior hall.
And old same house. And the gym, there's an old gym. They used to call it the old gym.
Mm-hmm.
And the semi run. Mm-hmm. And front classroom, back classroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just...
What were some of the stories that happened at the gym?
Oh, I couldn't really tell you any of them.
You couldn't?
No, I couldn't begin to remember them. We just went to school and we paid attention and we...
What types of things did you take there?
Well, same as anything. Yeah. Reading, writing, arithmetic, math and...
The three R's.
Three R's, and we had that. We didn't have any sewing or anything like that, but they came out. And piano.
Did you take piano?
They took singing. No, I didn't take it there. I took it in the room. And they took singing. I always had a good choir.
Mm-hmm. How was it? What did you do? Like, what was the day like? Did you study? You didn't study the whole day. I went outdoors from 2 to 4, I believe. Right?
Well, that's the mornings. We went home at noon.
Oh, you did?
I was a day girl.
Yeah.
We went home because I was 12 or 1. Mm-hmm. It was really good. And they'd go out, and I was something like this, and then they'd study from about 4 to 5.
Okay, I want to know, we talked a little bit about your father's medical services, and he had pretty much know about any type of disease that was going. I heard when there was a big flu.
But it was a bad flu epidemic.
What was that?
1918, it was a very bad flu epidemic, and suddenly there were some deaths from it.
Really spread through Rock and River.
Yeah. It was during the war, 1918, the last of the war, and mm-hmm. It was a very bad flu.
Okay. Was there any other things that wiped out a lot of people?
I don't know that wiped out a lot of people, but I mean, it was a very dangerous one.
What other kinds of things went through Rock Bay?
They just said the usual diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Measles and chicken pox.
Whooping cough.
They had some except that they're getting out down St. Stephen. They had just the ordinary diseases.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of, I'm sure you had to take care of a lot of children, whooping and whooping.
Always.
Those would be the typical type of things.
Always whooping. Often the things the boys would always break something. I lived up there in RCS for 35 years, breaking the place, so I know what went wrong.
Yeah. Did he have cats? Did he make cats? The people were broken in the mind, or was it?
Oh, he put them together somehow. Though they were very bad, he'd go and stick them to the hospital. Mm-hmm. We still had hospital cats.
Oh, yeah. But he had to do most of the work for cats. I'm
talking with Mark Jackson, and I'm asking her about Walter Allison. Do you used to know Walter Allison?
Yeah, had a Manchester Robinson Allison.
Oh, yeah. He had a lot of sheep, I believe. Does that sound correct to you?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, well, from my information. Now, we talked a bit about girl guides, but what type of activities besides camping would you do? You learned sewing, wouldn't you? Or
you were hiking, more hiking stuff. You had a sewing badge.
Mm-hmm. And what other badges would typically be ones?
Oh,
would you cooking.
Cooking. And camping. And I don't know, there's been 45 of them or so or more.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Did you spend most of your time outside and then your bikes inside as well?
We were inside for a while, and then we'd go out. Depending on what the day was.
I see. Did you ever have fundraisers like bake-offs and things like that? Baking?
It didn't happen in that day. Mm-hmm.
Was it something just ran by Miss Purdy, or did everybody have to chip in, like, payment?
You paid your dues every week.
You still had to do it to pay them.
Well, it's only 25 cents or something for that.
It wasn't a large amount.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you know anything about it, but there were Indians at Sandy Beach.
Oh, I don't know that.
You don't know anything of it?
Well, I know of just hearsay.
Mm. Did you used to know Mr. Ben Park? He was a chauffeur for Tom Bell.
Yeah. He lived right beside my sister, so tell us where he was.
Okay.
The house was right, his house was right under Crafty, practically.
Okay. Kelton Norton. Now, he worked for Holly or the Pattersons, I'm not sure which.
Pattersons?
Yeah.
And he may work for both of them, I don't know, worked for the Pattersons.
Sure. Joe McHugh worked for F.T. Starr.
Mm-hmm.
John
That's Ethel Starr's father-in-law.
Oh, is it?
I don't know whether you finished her up or not.
Oh, I hope to talk to her again. John Dobbin worked for Percy Thompson.
Yeah.
Mary Fraser worked for Mrs. Laura Taylor. Ray Butler worked for Mr. W. McCoy, Sr. And Warren Randall worked for Walter Allison. Now, they all worked as chauffeurs. Were the people who had chauffeurs, were they the wealthier people?
Yeah.
Or were they the people?
They were the wealthier people.
Did the chauffeurs have any other job besides driving people around?
Well, they might have done something with the gardens, but I don't know. They didn't have to, and they just, but they had to be right in hand when they wanted them.
Mm-hmm.
Chauffeur them.
Did they pretty much live with those people? Did they have
to? Well, they had their own houses.
So they didn't live in the same household. They just go to work each day to that person's house, and how it would look.
I think so.
Yeah. Chauffeurs in those days, what would they drive?
Nice car.
A real nice one.
And they had to keep it in good running order.
Oh, so they were partly the mechanics.
And they had to keep it well cleaned and shining. Every single thing had to shine about it.
So they had to have the mechanics, they were the wash, and they kept it buffed and clean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were involved in tennis, that's it?
I played.
Yeah. And golf, did you golf for the year too? That was more, you did that a lot in the summer, as well as swim. Those were one of the bigger sports around the area. Mm-hmm. A lot of people probably did.
We were past the age of croquet.
You move up into those days.
We moved up into the more difficult ones.
Oh, I see. We've had a lot of pros in the area, people who are very good at that.
Mary Ellen Driscoll was wonderful.
Was she?
Well, she would have, if she'd won it this year, which she lost by one crossstroke, she would have won the provincial for 25 years.
Isn't that
she won it for 24, but she missed out by one stroke this year. Well, it's good for someone else to win.
Yes,
I suppose she'd like to have had the 25 years.
That's quite a long title.
She started playing tennis when she was very young, and then she decided the same year that she switched to golf.
Mm-hmm.
And she was terrific in golf, even right to start. So she kept right on golf, and she just lost it by one stroke. You don't know her?
I don't know.
She works in the St. Joseph's Hospital. She's always played golf and tennis, but no golf. And her mother got sick. Oh, she had cancer or what, but anyway, so Mary Ellen thought she had LaGarter, she thought she'd take up nursing, so she took up nursing when she was quite a bit older, and then she's kept it on ever since, and she's head of the, nursing, she was the head of the whole thing, but she wasn't what she is now, but I think she still nurses. I don't know how she ever can manage to put it off, but she does, with that.
Was tennis and golf just for the well-off people, for everything?
No. We only take $5 a year to put them on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start it. So, mm-hmm. That wasn't too much.
Yeah.
And we drive down, and the golf clubs and the handlebars of the bicycle system. If you want to, look at the sandwich we should stay for the day, if you want to.
Do you golf at the Riverside golf club? And you play tennis at the tennis court. I see. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think you've got everything.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You've done very, very well. You're great, aren't you?
Well, I did my best.
I think you do very, very well. And I think you're enjoying it, are you?
Oh, very much.
Mm-hmm.